Welcome to the HelpNet Security Learning Session. You're listening to Session Hijacking Explained with Caleb Sima, Spy Dynamics CTO and co-founder.
Session hijacking is really sort of the definition of it, is the act of being able to hijack another user's session. This really can apply to a lot of different areas. I'm going to talk to it about really on the web application level. So if you go into, for instance, a shopping account or something like that, and you buy a new personal PC and you have an account information there and you put in your credit card information, that someone else who is not you can figure out a way to hijack your session and be able to grab all your information, such as credit card numbers or personal information. This can also be referred to, I've heard, you know, some people call it cookie manipulation or cookie poisoning. It all kind of lumps into session hijacking, where the real sort of the danger kind of comes into play. Session hijacking, a good example again is online shopping, a shopping site. So when you're on there, say purchasing a brand new PC, or you log into a new account, and everybody is getting web enabled, so this, you can pretty much apply this anywhere. When you go in there and you say, okay, I'm going to purchase this and add this to my shopping cart, and I'm going to create an account, and I'm going to call myself Joe User, and this is my password, and I'm going to input my mailing information and my billing information, and I'm going to put in my credit card number, and I'm going to save this as my profile. So next time that you go shopping on this site, a lot of times you just log back in and you have all your settings and information saved, so it makes it easy for you to purchase an item next time around. And this applies to any e-commerce site pretty much. It's very, very common. So session hijacking kind of comes into play as where, okay, now let's say I'm an attacker and I want to be able to hijack Joe's account, and I need you to look at this information. I want to kind of walk through a little bit, hopefully not to get too technical, on some of the ways that I kind of detect session hijacking. One of the things that I do is I go into an account, I create myself a Joe User account, and I'll put in bogus information such as a bogus mailing address and a bogus billing information, and maybe even a bogus credit card. And what I'll do is I'll save that as my account profile. Now, one of the things that I do during this time is I'm watching all the traffic that goes between the browser and the application, so I can see, you know, exactly what's going on between the browser and the application. Now, what happens is once I create an account and I tell the application or the website, hey, this is who I am, this is my username and my password, the application gives me an identity. It says, okay, well then you are account one and this is who you are. So next time that you access me, you send along a cookie or some way of saying this is who you are, that you are account ID number one. So next time I go onto the site and I view my billing information, I'm saying, okay, I'm account one application, and the application says, all right, let me retrieve your information from the database. So it goes back to the database and it pulls out its information and says, all right, here's all your information, account number one. Okay, great. So now I've got a profile. Now, where the hacking kind of takes place is if you can identify what that account number is, what is it that you are identified to the application. For instance, if I go in there and create a second account, and let's say my second account assigns me an account number of two, and I'm like, all right, well, I've created two accounts. I've got the application saying I'm account number one and account number two, and I go in there and create a third account, and this time it assigns me a number of account three. So one thing I'm kind of starting to notice is for the application to identify me, it's telling me a certain number. So I'm going to say, well, I've noticed that every time I've created an account in succession, it's assigned me the number one, two, and three. So if someone else creates an account, they'll probably get the account four. Well, so what you want to do is then say, well, let's go back to the information where I can view my confidential data. A lot of times, a quick tip for some of the people who don't have a lot of advanced knowledge for this, if you look up in the URL of your browser and you're looking at your billing information and you see your name and it's displayed, and up in the URL bar you might see an account ID equals or account number equals or something similar to that, and it might be a number. Well, what you might be able to do is if you know that it's sequential, like if I create an account 1, 2, and 3, and 4, you can change that number on the top of the URL bar to say, let's say, account number 5. And what might happen is you might get displayed someone else's information right from the application. And the reason why this happens is because you're telling the application now that you're account number 5 instead of account number 1 like it thought you were. And so now it's going to say, oh, well, then that means you are Bob over here, and it will display Bob's information to you. And this is extremely common. Again, this is something that I've seen so many applications use, is they'll use this account number to say, this is your ID, and this is how it works. And every time that you can change that ID around to guess accounts, you can get back other people's account information. So to get a little bit more technical, some of the things that we do in order to identify these methods is we'll go in there, again, create an account, and look to see what types of cookies the application has set us. And the cookies are really, this is how the application looks at our identity. And a lot of times in a lot of web applications, you'll get 15 or 16 different cookies in the request going back. And only one or two of these, maybe, or usually only one of these, is the only thing that identifies you to the application. All the other 15 cookies are just junk, or ways for them to be able to make sure that, you know, what users you are, what banners you're clicking on. All of this has nothing to do with the actual state that's kept. So what you can do is you can start deleting each of these cookies and requesting back that information from the account status page to see if your account status page keeps coming back up. And you'll keep deleting these cookies, and one of them you'll delete, and it'll come back and say, you're not logged in. And that's the one that you know is the state that tells the application, hey, this is who I am. And if it's a number, all you have to do is increment it or decrement it accordingly. And a lot of times, I would say 6 times out of 10, you'll get back someone else's information. So developers have kind of said, okay, well, that's a problem. Then what we'll do is we'll create random accounts, and we'll throw it in there so you can't just increment them, and that you can, you'll have to, it'll be a random number that you'll have, and you'll never be able to guess it. And what's funny to me is that developers think like that, it's not really their fault. They don't have a lot of knowledge about how session hijacking works, but you can just take a tool, you can create an automated way of doing this, and you can actually take that number and then just go from one end of a spectrum to the other end of the spectrum, constantly requesting this billing information page, changing the numbers every time. And guaranteed, almost, you'll hit account numbers as you go through this spectrum of space. Say they assign a random number between, 1 and 5,000. And so when you create an account, you get 2,452. And then when you create another account, you'll get 4,864. Well, it doesn't look like it's incremental, but it doesn't need to be. All you now have to do is guess between a space of 0 and 5,000 or 2,000, and you'll get everyone's account numbers and all their information. And this is very common. In fact, just recently, a article came out in a very well-known newspaper, Wall Street Journal, I believe it was, and they named several large companies. In fact, companies that you would be extremely safe in purchasing software or hardware from, which you probably actually have in the past, that were all vulnerable to this. In fact, one of them was a very, very large PC manufacturer of hardware, and you could actually loop through all these account numbers and grab every single customer that they've had since they've put their online site up there, and grab all their information, including shipping address, billing address, things like their last 4 digits of their credit card information, which actually was good on their part that they didn't display the entire information, but the last 4 digits of the credit card, all sorts of the information in the account, all of them for all the customers of this manufacturer. And this is someone that, you know, normally when I shop online, I think is secure, that they're big enough, that they take enough security precautions in order to protect from these things. And a lot of times they don't. Recently, I actually went to pay my gas bill. It was my gas bill. And they offered this new service. It was pay your gas online. And it was brand new. And so it was easier than having to pay through their telephone service. So I went in there, and I looked at the application, and I signed in, and I created an account. And it says, oh, you can pay for your gas bill online. You click a button. It does it all for you. And it shows you all your statistics of your history of where your gas bill has been and where it's gone up and down and what you've paid every month and everything like that. And I was like, well, let's check, just out of curiosity to see if this thing's got session hijacking. So I went in there and I looked at the application, and I looked at how it stored its ID numbers and how the communication traveled back and forth, and I identified, it was interesting because they had these two cookies or two ways of identifying me to the application. One was this huge long string that looked really random, it looks extremely complicated, and one of them was this simple number that was like, it was probably like 5,000 or 6,000, something like that, and it had, you know, it was a very simple number, and if I deleted either one of those, the application would say I'm logged out. So I'm thinking, oh, well, they're doing a good job at securing it because they've got this long random string of numbers that is probably their state. And so I went in there and I changed that number around. I just injected a whole bunch of numbers in that long string of numbers and I sent it again. And I got back my billing information and it didn't say I was logged out. And I was like, well, that's kind of strange. I was like, I just sort of, in my sense, messed up that entire random thing. You know, what happened? Well, I found out apparently that this entire long number was a session that they created for you, but could be anything. So if I backspaced that whole thing out and just put in 1111 and then put in that account number, it told me I was a valid session. So now I knew that the account number was this very small number at the very end. So all I did was increment it a couple times and all of a sudden started getting other people's gas information. And this is something that just came out and is out there all the time. And any time that you go onto an application or a website and you're looking at, you know, and they tell you to create an account profile or you can log in and see your information, I would say a large percentage of those are probably vulnerable to session hijacking. And there could be some hacker who's created a little program that can just loop through all that information and grab all this data right out of the web application. And, you know, people today, they talk about how identity theft is such a big, huge thing. You even see commercials about this now, which is incredible. But, you know, identity theft is this big, huge thing. And the fact is, with vulnerabilities like SQL injection and session hijacking, identity theft is just cake. I mean, all you've got to do is run a program, go to sleep, come back the next morning, look at your database of customer information, and then sell it online to whoever wants to buy it to steal your identity. It's amazing. It's very simple stuff. So that's sort of an explanation of session hijacking and some details about it.
This was a HelpNet Security Learning Session. Visit us at www.net-security.org.